This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. If you sold a median-priced home in this economy last year, $335,000 was the median. And remember, median is half above, half below. If you sold at that value, new research out today from the property data company Atom shows you cleared more than $120,000 in profit. That is about a 56.5% ROI, return on investment, which, while quite a tidy sum, is actually slightly less than what similar sellers made in 2022. Last year, in fact, was the first time that that number's dropped in more than a decade, but it's also double the profit that homeowners made just 5 years ago, which kind of does speak volumes about the American real estate market circa right now. Here's Marketplace's Samantha Fields.
Nothing about the housing market of the last few years has been sustainable.
We've never had such hot, fast price growth in a very short amount of time. It's completely abnormal.
Logan Motashami is lead analyst at Housing Wire.
We went from, on average, 3 to 4 or 5% home price growth. We went 44% home price growth in 4 years.
And that rate of growth was never going to last. But while it did, it made a lot of homeowners a lot of money.
The fact that profits on homes are still really high, I really think that's been the primary reason why the housing market's been so resilient.
Lisa Sturtevant, chief economist at Bright MLS, says even as mortgage rates hit a 23-year high last year, people kept buying homes.
And I think a lot of it was, frankly, that homeowners had a tremendous amount of equity that they were able to roll into the purchase of their next home.
Even now that the huge run-up in prices and equity has slowed, she says most homeowners are still in a good financial position. Jason Ward at RAND says the fact that so many people have built so much wealth this way has also fundamentally changed our society's relationship to home ownership.
30, 40, 50 years ago, people just sort of thought of like, can I afford this home? Is it where I want to live? If yes and yes, then you're going to buy it and that's good. Now you have people buy houses and think about it as sort of a gamble on wealth rather than a place to live.
And he says that is having a knock-on effect on the housing market as a whole.
When your housing value rises and rises and rises and it becomes this incredibly important part of your wealth, then you're also going to be a lot less friendly to, you know, say, policies that might encourage housing growth around you.
Because you might be worried that building more houses will hurt the value of yours. I'm Samantha Fields for Marketplace.